And yes, I've been giving tickets away to see the Flaming Sam Bookers in concert on Saturday the 1st of May. And we're joined by the leader of the Flaming Sam Bookers, Terry Nicholas. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. Thank you.
What was the inspiration behind the Flaming Sam Bookers getting together and doing an act that was a tribute to ABBA?
Well, goodness me, well, the band's been going 30 years. But 25 years ago, it was presented to us because we were two girls and two boys in the band. That would be a perfect scenario for us, so that's what we did. We went down the path, and we actually were one of the first in Australia to do it. Bjorn again with the other ones, but we decided to do this, and it gave us a wonderful career ahead of us.
So when it comes to the love of ABBA's music, was it something that came naturally, or was it something that when it was suggested, it took you a little while to sort of get your head around how you might do it?
No, not at all. I can say I grew up in the 70s. I loved the ABBA music, although back in the 70s, the ABBA music by men wasn't as accepted by the girls. But I love the music, being a musician myself, and I could see the incredible talent behind this music. And, of course, the presentation of ABBA the band was a beautiful product.
Speaking this morning with Terry Nicholas, the leader, of the Flaming Sam Bookers, who will be playing the Nautilus Theatre on Saturday the 1st of May. And Terry, what can people expect? Is this a full-blown mimicking of ABBA, or is it more about the musical tribute?
No, look, it's more about the music and the story. We tell the story from the start to, you know, even modern day. We tell the story up on the big screen is a full-length production of the videos. Most of it is actually in sync with what we're singing, which is really a great thing to see. It's wonderful to have that reflection upon ABBA the band, and we present it in a pretty musical way, we think. We obviously, you know, wear the costumes and look the part, but we're not trying to mimic or impersonate them, but we're certainly giving people the experience, that wonderful time of the 70s, the nostalgia, and that social existence of the 70s. It was a great time.
And that era of the 70s, obviously, ABBA was the main act then. Has there been any other inspiration that the Flaming Sam Bookers have taken, or is this a purely ABBA-specific show?
Well, this is purely ABBA. So we do about 26 or 7 ABBA songs. You know, the Flaming Sam Bookers repertoire is extensive. You know, we actually do another show, an Elton John show, which we love the music of Elton John as well. But this is particularly ABBA. And it you know, what I love about ABBA is the people behind it were just so authentic and so committed to what they did in such a decent manner. And that's, you know, you don't often find that, you know, with a lot of artists. A lot of artists want the arrogance and the ego of being superstars. But ABBA was certainly not. ABBA were more about giving, you know, to the world that they existed in, and they still do. You can tell by interviews with them that they are just really decent, down-to-earth people.
And we're certainly looking forward to seeing the Flaming Sam Bookers in concert on Saturday the 1st of May at the Nautilus Arts Centre. Terry Nicholas, leader of the Flaming Sam Bookers, thanks for joining us this morning on Good Morning EP.
Thank you so much, Keith, and we'd love to see the people of Port Lincoln there at the show.